الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ صدق الله المولانا العظيم. These ash'ar of our Shaykh rahimahumullah is really a translation of this ayat of the Quran Sharif, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ تِرِ عَاشِقُوا مِجِينَا تِرِ عَاشِقُوا مِمَرْنَا. To love with your ashiks, those people who have taqwa, who have got the fear of Allah, by that a person becomes an ashik of Allah, and to die amongst them. This is proverbial, that means to be always with them, to be very close with them. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali also explained that it comes in the hadith, Sa'ilul Ulama. When you want to have your masalas answered, go to the ulama. Don't go to any ignorant person. You yourself, if you don't know, then in kuntum la ta'al, fasalu ahla dhikr in kuntum la ta'alamun. When you are la ta'alamun, then ask those people who are ya'alamun, those people who have got dhikr with their knowledge also. And sa'ilul ulama wa jalisul kubara, and sit with old people. You get lot of experience very quickly when you sit with old people. The whole life's experience you get in a little while. وَخَالِتُ الْحُكَمَا, and be in and out, be close with the wise people, حُكَمَا, the أَهْلُلَّهِ, the pious people. They are the real ulul albab, the wise people who have understood reality. So be very close to them, be in and out with them. Tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. That's the title of this poem, that to be, to live with your aashiqs, to die with your aashiqs. This is similar to for understanding that we should read the Quran Sharif, ana al-layl wa ana al-nahar, morning and evening. Make zikr of Allah morning and evening. One meaning is literal also. The other meaning is all the time. By saying morning and evening, it means all the time. So try and be very close to the aashiqs, to the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. It is only possible in this way to pass in this road, to go successfully in this road of reaching you. How will we reach Allah Ta'ala? What is this road? How will we reach there? Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes what your heart makes sabar, and sometimes what your heart makes shukar. According to Hazrat's Mizaj, which what we have understood, this means that when you have the taqaza, desire of guna, then make sabar. Don't commit that guna, that's sabar. Normally we'll understand it for some difficulties, hardships that come upon us, but Hazrat's Mizaj was that for whenever temptations and desires of guna come, make sabar. And when, and kabhi dil se shukar karna, and make shukar when you get the tawfiq of doing good deeds. Don't you take credit for it. It was from Allah's tawfiq. So make shukar to Allah Ta'ala. Al-Hadrat should have this ayat read very much in his majalis. فَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ مَا أَصَابَكَ مِّن حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever good comes to you is from Allah. So make shukar. Don't you take credit. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And what evil and wrong you do, it's you are guilty. So take responsibility for that. So this is how a person will pass and go through this road and reach Allah Ta'ala. That whenever temptations of guna, of wrong comes, to make sabr. And sabr's literal meaning is to control. That desires of ours, to control them. And then, when we make sure, when we get tawfiq of doing some good, then make shukar to Allah Ta'ala for that. Ye teri rada me jeena, ye teri rada me marna. This also refers to the same. Living in your happiness, that is fulfilling your commandments. And dying in your happiness, that is when the temptation and desire of guna come, die. In other words, that you don't commit it. You are like a dead person. A dead person can't do anything. So whenever desire of guna come, just die. That figuratively, I'm dead. I'm not living now. So how can you commit the guna? And when the occasion of fulfillment of Allah's commandments come, then live. Fulfill that commandment. But we many times do the opposite. Fajr time, we dead. We don't get up for Fajr. And temptation of guna, some woman in front, some phone call, then we see how we are alive. Then we have 10 lives in us. But it should be the opposite. That, ye teri rada me jeena, that we live in your pleasure, that means we fulfill your commandments. Ye teri rada me marna, and when there is a temptation of guna, then we are like dead. We don't commit. And that dying also is for Allah Ta'ala's sake. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That everything, my living, my dying is also for Allah Ta'ala. So when we live also, we fulfill Allah's command, do it with ikhlas and sincerity. That is living and doing it only for Allah. And when with temptation of guna, then die. Don't commit that guna. Meri abdiyat pe, ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. And when this reality comes into a person, these are at the moment only words from my tongue on your ears. But when this reality comes, then abdiyat will come in a person. Fanayat will come. He'll have annihilated himself. And this year, he will realize it wasn't his doing, but the fazal of Allah. That Allah, you granted me that I'm fulfilling your commandments, staying away from all temptations, that I don't take any credit for it. Whatever wrong, I accept my responsibility and my wrongdoing. This is abdiyat that comes in a person, and that is also a gift from Allah Ta'ala. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the way of the aashiqs, the trait, and this is the habits of the aashiqs. Kabhi girya o buka hai, sometimes they are crying and sobbing in front of Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi aah sard barbarna, and sometimes they take a deep sorrowful sigh. That also, kabhi girya o buka hai, sometimes they are crying, either because of the sins they have committed, or either they see the what favors of Allah, that I was never fit for this. And each one that Allah gave us existence, that He put us on the surface of this earth, and this means that He put us on the stage to see all His qudrat. This is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. Whether it is a snake, whether it is a mouse, all these are also enjoying innumerable ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. They have got eyes, they are breathing in oxygen, they are eating food. And a human being, then how much of Allah Ta'ala's fazl? Then Islam, then Iman, then Allah made us conscious of our deen. Allah made us to be connected with ulama'i haq, with ahl sunnah wal jama'ah. What great favors of Allah Ta'ala. So a person cries that, Ya Allah, where was I fit for this? Everyone else is better than me, but you chose me for these great ni'mats. And you just cry to Allah Ta'ala. So either in sorrow or either in joy. And tears come out for both occasions. For sorrow also tears come out, and in joy also tears come out. Kabhi aah sard bharna. And sometimes no tears, but a deep sigh from the heart. That, Ya Allah, me, I got all this, and I know my history. I know my reality now at this moment also. And unless these favors upon me, where am I fit for this? This is the way of the aashiqan ikhuda. That they always in these conditions, and in this way a person doesn't move in the path of Allah, he speeds and he flies in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And he goes towards Allah Ta'ala. Yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat. This is the very sign of the love of Allah. Ishq, intense love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is the guarantee that a person has got the love of Allah. What is that? Kabhi zikr ho zuma pe, ziwa se. Sometimes zikr is on the tongue. We are remembering Allah with our tongue, we are making zikr. Kabhi dil mein yaad karna, and sometimes just in your heart. Whether you are just lying down on your bed, the children might be playing, your wife might be sitting there, but you are remembering Allah, actually your ruh is by the arsh of Allah. Eh? But if that reality is there, and when the occasion is there to make zikr with the tongue, tilawat, zikr, etc., then that is also done. And sometimes we're just in the heart, a person sits down for his meals, and when he sees this ni'mat of Allah coming, then also he thinks, Ya Allah, I'm such a great sinner, where am I fit for these wonderful ni'mat of yours? You have blessed me. Nobody else will realize it, but you have reached where and where in eating a wonderful meal. Outwardly, it is like a dunyadar person enjoying, having a wonderful meal. But actually, you are flying towards Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And of course, Allah reward our kabir and our buzurgani deen. That this is not all just in the heart. Then a person is not making namaz also. Not going for jamaat. I'm just remembering Allah. I'm lying on my bed and I'm reaching the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. There's no namaz in his life. He doesn't make parda from woman and he thinks he's a big buzurg. No, that also our mashayikh has taught us that what the wajibat, the farais, that must be also fulfilled properly. Meri zindagi ka hasil, Meri zist ka sahara. The subtotal of my life and the support of my life. That is, like a person adds up at the time of his death, people add up what are his assets. They make an inventory, what assets he has got, etc. Or he, late in his life, I'm owning this, he draws up his balance sheet, what he has got. And the support of life, like in a hospital when a person, he needs support of life. So what is my sum total of my life? And what is my support? Not the machines in the clinic, etc. But tere aashiqo me jina. To live amongst your lovers. Tere aashiqo me marna. To die amongst your lovers. If a person, he draws up his balance sheet and he finds that this is in his asset, that he has really enjoyment from his heart to live amongst the lovers of Allah and to die amongst the lovers of Allah. At the beginning, many times, it will only be like a duty. And then afterwards, it will only be words. But if a person carries on, then that reality, that love comes into a person. Then a person, if he can reach that stage, like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to say that what I love the most, al-julusu bayna yaday, to sit in front of you, O my Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَالنَّظْرُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ, and just to be looking at your face. وَإِنْفَاقُ مَالِي عَلَيْكَ, and to spend my wealth upon you. When that reality comes into a person, then really this has happened. Otherwise, it is a good thing that the words are there, or the thought is there that I love the lovers of Allah. But a person comes and just by, as a duty he comes, fulfills a duty. But one is, like Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah Ali, once travelled from far. He came to Thana Bhavan. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was busy writing, doing his work. Just from the window he peeped and he saw him. And then he left, he was leaving again. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, or one of our buzurs, told him, you have come so far, make salam. He says, it's time, my train is going to be coming. And I have to catch the train, I'm a government worker, and I have to be on duty. What I wanted, that I have fulfilled, to see my Shaykh. And that I've just seen him, and Allah who knows that for what I came, and just to see my Shaykh. So to have that love like that, this is now when a person really has reached that stage. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai, ya Rab. I had no idea whatsoever, what is your love, O Allah. And really for us, which I think we can all vouch for, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali did not come. We had no idea there is even a thing like the love of Allah. We knew namaz we have to make, we knew we have to have iman, Ramzan, Roza, Hajj, Tilawat. But love of Allah, and what is the love of Allah, we had no idea. In fact, Professor Salman, who is in Durban, he told Hazrat that all the South Africans, Muslims here, they were very dry, just doing their duties. You came and you made them wet, and you taught them the love of Allah. And what is the love of Allah? Really, this Allah had kept in the share of our Shaykh. Many mashayikh have come, they taught us deen, how to practice on it. But the love of Allah, and love is the essence of deen, this our Shaykh taught us. And love is lovable. And by love, a person enjoys practicing on deen. And when there's always this azab for this punishment for this, that is fearful. And a person fears and wants to keep away. But love, even a child comes closer. Even an enemy, you win him over. كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِينٌ. That كَأَنَّكَ, he won't be still your real friend, bosom. كَ, like he will be, he'll have to pretend. And he'll have to act like he's your bosom friend. When you win him over, what love? Perhaps he genuinely becomes your friend also. But because of love, he won't be able to show enmity. He'll have to act like a friend. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. O Allah, from your lovers we learn how to give our lives at your threshold. Really, this was what the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum gave their lives in the path of Allah. Which Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, in the battle of Uhud, one day, 70 great Sahaba gave their lives. and they wrote the love of Allah with the blood of their body. They proved their love, not with, we can't even sweat, we haven't got words also to say that we love. We just keep it in our heart. We say, I really love, but I'm afraid I'll show disrespect if I say the words of love. So I just keep it in my heart. But with your wife, you don't keep it in your heart. There you tell her how much you love her, even if you make mistakes and everything. But with Allah wala, then we say, I'm very afraid. I'll make a mistake. I don't know how to say it. So we rather keep quiet. But the Sahaba wrote their love with the blood of their body. The love of Allah. And that such blood that till the day of Qiyamah that proof will remain. How they loved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for the deen of Allah and for his Rasul. How they gave their lives. Ye teri inayate hai. Ye teri madad ka sadqa. These are all your gifts, Allah. Otherwise, where were we? Where we could to even take the name of Allah? And to think to even of the love of Allah, where were we? But ye teri inayate hai. These are all your great, great favors. Ye teri madad ka sadqa. This is all your help that you have, at least today, that we know there is something like the love of Allah. And we speak about it, we hear about it, and we can at least absorb it when we hear it. Till today there are so many people who won't speak of them. They are Muslim, they are pious, they are great, everything they are doing, but they can't speak of the love of, they can't hear it also. Even if they just have to hear it, then they have to go away. That what talk is taking place here. Hey, that at least all this is only the fazl and the karam of Allah. Meri jaane na tawa ka tere gham pe sabr karna. And my weak body, my useless weak body, that it is making sabr on this love of yours. Do you understand this? Like for example, Majnu, how he loved Layla. Hey, but Layla took a stance of being, didn't care about him, not interested in him. How his days used to pass, how his nights used to pass. So if you love somebody, but you get no response from that person, Allah is in ghaib, we don't know at all for sure. We hope and we make dua that Allah also loves us. And for that a beautiful dua in the hadith, whenever we think of the love of Allah, وَلَكَ الْعُدْبَى hatta tarda. And we'll keep on pleading what you're trying to please you until you become happy. We don't know for sure. We hope Allah made us Muslims. That's a sign He loves us. He brought us to Majlis. He kept us in the Masjid now, listening to talks of Deen. That are all signs. But these are signs finally. At the end of the day, these are signs. Reality, we'll only know when we die. So to make sabr on this, that your love for Allah is growing, intensity is becoming, but you don't know for sure whether Allah is loving you. All the signs are there. You are making your namazes, you are living like a Muslim. Those are, Allah loves you, that's why He has given you this topic. But these are signs. It's not a guarantee. That we'll only know at the time of mort. So a person who has this reality also, how much he cries with himself. And this finished up buzurgs, that we don't know whether Allah loves us, how my mort is going to come. And more they used to endeavor and try. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. And this also, that worry that you haven't got, that have I got really the love of Allah? Does Allah really love me? This also is a gift from Allah. If it was that Allah has declared His love, many a person, before he gets married, so much love he shows to his wife, which haram also, courting, going out, etc. But once he got married, now he knows she's mine. Now he starts looking at other women also. Now he takes it for granted also. Had we known Allah loves us, we should also take it for granted. But Allah Ta'ala didn't declare it, we don't know, so you're still carrying on. Many people, when they want a favor from somebody, how they carry on. Once that favor is done, then you don't see them around also. Then they are missing. Before that, what talks they say, do and things, etc. But once the favor is done, then you don't see them also. And our nature, you got something from Allah Ta'ala, you need desperately some problem, whatever. You see the person is up for tahajjud also. You see it at Fajr, mashallah, today he's here for Fajr every day. Before the muazzin, he's there for Fajr. As soon as the problem is solved, finished. Fajr also is gone. Tahajjud also is gone. So this is that Allah did not let us know. It's also His favor. Had we known, then we should have taken also this for granted. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye tera jazbe pinha. And this is that magnetic force of yours which is hidden. Like a magnet, it's just a magnet, a piece of iron steel. But how it's pulling the other things. You don't see anything in between. Or your remote control. You press a button, the gate opens. The door closes. But you don't see anything happen. So Allah's jazbe pinha. Allah's remote control that He pulls you towards you. That we came all from where and where we came for the majlis. Allah didn't come and pick us up physically and put us here, but we just got drawn. I must go majlis today. I must be there. I must be present today. This is for Jamaat Namaz, 5 times a day. Fajr early in the morning, Isha late at night now. But a person is going. You leaving your comfort of your house, your bed, you starting your car. There are dangers, hazards around. But now I have to go. What is it? That jazbe pinha. It is Allah who is pulling you and drawing you towards all this. Mera nala nadamat tere sange dar pe karna. And just to pour my heart out in by you, O Allah, at your threshold. To be when a person gets a tawfiq in sajda and tears start flowing from his eyes. Or after he finishes his namaz and now he lifts his hands. And without him knowing why, tears are just flowing from his eyes. This is all. Mera nala nadamat. All this sorrow of mine that how I wasted my life. And normally it happens for majority of the people who do become righteous at the end of their life. And they say, my whole life, where I wasted my life. When they think of their youth, where we used to go and waste our time. What gunas we used to commit, etc. And now that person just tears. How you were rude towards a big ulamite when you thought you were somebody. How you abused your parents. How your elder brothers, other people in the community, you thought you are somebody because you had youth, because you had money in your pocket, you thought you are somebody. Now you are crying to Allah, Ye mera nala nadamat, tere sange dar pe karna. This is all the gift of Allah, that reality has struck now. Mera har khata pe rona, mera har khata pe rona hai, yahi meri talafi. For me to cry on every guna of mine, this is the compensation. And this is the reconciliation of it now. And this is the kindness of Allah. Committed what gunas, but now you cry, deleted. Finish one time, all deleted again, finish. Not even gone in the archives or anywhere, completely deleted. It doesn't exist when you cry in front of Allah, Tabaraka Ta'ala. Teri rahmato ka sadqa, mera juram afwa karna. These are the sadqa, the gift of your mercies, Ya Allah, that you forgive my gunas. Otherwise, Allah could have said, the guna is committed, finish, it's committed. Ya, in this world, who is it that you got a debt? Very few people will write off the debt. But Allah Ta'ala, just you ask Him for maafi, reasonably, sincerely, Allah writes off the debt. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, for example, awwabin namaz. A person who makes awwabin, which is 6 rakats after maghrib, then he gets sawab, sawab of 12 years of ibadat. And if for us to understand that, if a person is earning, for example, 20,000 rand a month, and the boss tells him, today you just work 2 minutes extra. You have to knock off at 5. You work 2 minutes more and I'll give you 12 years wages. 20,000 a month times 12, 240, times another 12 years. What that works out just for working 2 minutes extra. We are making 2 sunnats after Faraz, 2 nafils we are making, just 2 more nafils. And our 2 nafils won't even take us 2 minutes. So Allah say you finish your duty, Faraz is finished. Sunnat-e-Muakkada also is finished. Just make 2 more rakats, make it 6, and I'll give you 12 years wages of ibadat. And everyone according to the standard of his ibadat. The ordinary person, his ibadat is a lower level. The abrar are more higher. And the people who are more higher, even theirs, whoever will make awwabin, according to their level of ibadat, 12 years ibadat sawab. So much. What you, if you're earning 5,000 a month, according to that 12 years. You're earning 100,000 a month, according to that 12 years, Allah Ta'ala will give you. And then again, by making awwabin, even if your gunas are equal to all the foam of all the oceans of the world, Allah will make it maaf. So if you got so big debts, which you can't even write in figures, so big, but 2 rakats more, just make your awwabin, 6, have 6, Allah say, I'll write off your debt. And every day Allah will write off your debt. Every day make awwabin, Allah will write off your debt. And by making awwabin, a person gets purified of his sins. It is like, for example, a person who works anywhere in a factory, all his clothes are full of dust, body is full of dust, hot there, no fans also, and he's sweating. He comes home, first thing he takes a shower. Or children playing at night, mother says, go and shower, or she gives them a bath, puts on their clean clothes then. Then always she says also, see now, you put your clean pyjamas, don't dirty them. So when we have also purified ourselves with awwabin, then after that, don't dirty ourselves by sitting in front of the TV again. Going sitting in front of filth and dirt in front on the internet, etc. Have you purified yourself? Keep yourself clean now. And every day this purification. Whenever mort will come and we carry on in this way, mashallah, a person will go pure to Allah. And how fortunate is not that person. So, Teri Rahmatuka Sadqa, Mera Jurum, Afwa, Karna. It is only your mercies, O Allah, that you forgive my sins. Teri Shani Jazbhe, Ye, Teri Banda, Parwari Hai. This is your great quality of yours, how you pull us towards you. Vayahdi Ilayhi Man Anab. That person who has an inclination, Allah pulls him towards him. And Banda Parwari, how he makes us grow up. Like a baby, how it is, it can't even make a move its hands or anything. But slowly, slowly, it starts kicking its legs, hands. Then slowly, eyes are opening. Then slowly, it's sitting up. Then take a crawling little bit. And the parents are so fascinated when the child crawled just a little bit. The child stood up and fell down, they are happy. The child held something and walked, took one step, all gradually this year. So this is how Allah takes a person also. Many of our friends also, that we were living wrong lives, and we wonder when we're going to reach there. But Allah takes us by stages. And Allah teaches us this lesson, that don't be too much in a hurry. That we were babies ourselves, and we see our babies. We see other babies all the time, that how gradually they go from stage to stage. And the baby in the womb of the mother also from stage to stage it went. So in the spiritual advancement also, don't expect just miracles to happen. Whom Allah wishes to, Allah grants. But the normal procedure is stage by stage. Have patience and carry on, whether it's for yourself and particularly for your children also. Don't expect miracles in your children. You forget your history. As somebody has said very beautifully, every saint has got a history and every sinner has got a future. So we forget our history, how naughty we were, what were things we had done. And now we expect our children to be angels. And the way we handle and treat them, now gradually also. Take it step by step. Don't, on the other hand, just leave them, let them do what they want to. And on the other hand, don't be so hard and strict. The same thing with the wife also. Many, it normally happens, the men get the opportunity, they go in jamaat, they go in ijtimaas, etc. They go khankas, they become ulama, they sit with big buzurgs. The women normally don't have that, all that. If they go in jamaat also, it's with other ladies, and in many cases there is no alima also. They don't go and sit in the company of buzurgs, of alimas. So they don't have that opportunity, so take it easy with them. Don't rush them also. Take it easy with them also. With our children also, take it easy. Which the Quran Sharif says, make it compulsory on yourself. La tukallaf illa nafsaka wa harridil mu'mineen. Allah says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't make it compulsory on anyone but yourself, and encourage the believers. So for what we do, we don't do things ourselves. And many fathers don't get up for Fajr, but the way they hit the lights out of the children for not getting up for Fajr. No, make it compulsory on yourself and encourage the others. Your children, your wife, many Just now one email came, one for just a week married. But the way he was there, he's telling his wife, you must be like Hazrat Fatima. Radiallahu anhu, mashallah, very good. And like, who is he? Eh? So all those things. And marriage is already like, looks like on the rocks. Just a week, hardly rukhsati has taken place. But the attitude and the things that we have, so we have to mature, we have to grow up. And you think that, well, she's not fit for me, she's not good enough for me, but I'll go and marry somebody else. The solution is not going to marry someone. Solution is to correct yourself. Approach the person, win the confidence of the person in the first place. And make the tarbiyat, the ta'aleem of your wife, of your children, and then you can get results. Just by shouting and screaming, that was not the tariqah at all. So this is, ye teri shaan e jazbe, teri banda parwari, mere jaan o dil ka tujhko, hama waqt yaad karna. And when a person goes through this course, then all the time, what his heart and his tongue, he's remembering Allah Ta'ala. That is a sign that he has got now nisbat with Allah. Whatever he does, that anything inshallah is there. He realizes, I can't do it myself. And inshallah, for us, most of us, Allah make us maaf, it's not even on our tongue. But it shouldn't be also inshallah, which is just in the air. The reality of inshallah, if Allah wills. And you'll make your full effort, but if Allah wills. But unfortunately, that is not with us. All of us, we came here, perhaps quite a few of us clapped together. We leave this time. No inshallah. I'll pick you up at this time. You must pick me up at this time. We are so many in this car, so many will go in that car. All the arrangement. But think, did we say inshallah? And inshallah must be there in words also. Inshallah must be there in reality also. That only if Allah wishes. So that is that trust on Allah tabaraka ta'ala. To remember Allah ta'ala. How many of us that when we have a problem, we make dua. Or we even ask other people to make dua. We even get up tahajjud time. Once the problem is solved, we forget also that I had that problem. How many of us, for example, you hurt your finger, your toe, and then everyone, you put a big bandage also, so everyone can see also. And they ask you, what happened? Oh, I cut myself, qurbani time. Oh, everything. Slowly, slowly, it gets better. Then the person, you meet him after a long time, he say that you got hurt that time, how's it? He say, I even forgot about it. We forgot even to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah made it better. We even forgot that pain. And there's many places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, what are the ayat? That when they were in a shop and... وَجَاهُمُ الْمَوْجِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانِ. Waves came upon them, etc. Then they دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Then they turned, atheists turned wholly to Allah and they made dua. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ نَجَّاهُمْ. When Allah saved them, then فَإِذَاهُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. They turn, we got saved. We did this. Lucky I just, at that time I did this and we got saved. Not one little bit for good mu'mineen. They also don't refer it to Allah. That, Ya Allah, you saved us. That I did this, you did that, we got saved. Lucky this, you did that there and we got saved. It was only Allah, but we don't. So this is now when the true love of Allah, when you have completed your journey, this reality comes into a person. میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہما وقت یاد کرنا کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر. And all this a person only gets when he stayed in the company of some اہل دل. That is the only time on your own. This is the system of Allah. Allah made it that یہ آگ لگتی نہیں لگائی جاتی ہے. This fire of the love of Allah and to remember Allah, it isn't lit in your heart. It comes from another heart into your heart. That is how it comes. And that also, your heart must be such, if that you got all wet coal and wet wood, then also that fire doesn't light it. Abu Jahl was in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But wet coal, wet wood, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, burning fire, it couldn't light it. So dry your wood, dry your coal, and one spark,
and see how the fire will come there. And how many people, mashallah, who had the dry wood and dry coal, so to say, when they went in the company of Ahlullah, what a fire burst out in their hearts of the love of Allah Ta'ala. But this will come only from the company of Ahlullah. Usse aagya hai jeena, usse aagya hai marna. Such a person knows how to live and he knows how to die. He lives also and he dies. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. His submission to Allah Ta'ala. And his mort also comes so wonderful when he has submitted to Allah. He looks forward to mort. He enjoys his mort. And when Allah shows the scenes of the akhirah to that person, how eager he is to go. So this is that path which Allah Hazrat has explained so beautifully in this poem. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with its reality, inshallah. A few things that happened recently, and from there a few lessons for us to learn. And this talk here is not really for those who are not converted, but those who are converted already. Right? That is, those who are close to deen, who observe deen, we're trying, not those who are far away from deen. Like for example, weddings, which out of the way things are happening, we're not addressing those people. Yeah, today we are addressing those people who are making, according to what we feel and say, according to sunnat wedding, walima, etc. Other deeni matters like attending janaza namazes, etc. Those who are conscious of this and who attend, a few guidelines for us and some muzakara for us. So that we feel that we think of those people, we know what kind of weddings are happening. How much of extravagance, money that is being literally burnt, and money that is being burnt up. We're not talking of those people. But those of us who feel we are in deen, and we have got some deeny consciousness, for us, how may we still need so much of islah? So it is really for us. For example, it comes in the hadith, أَعْلَنُوا هَذَا nikah. Make a'lan of this nikah. Now we who are in deeny circles, a'lan means announcement. Who of us make announcement of the nikah? What we also do, give invitation to nikah. We were not told in the hadith, invite towards nikah. We were told to make a'lan of the nikah. A'lan, two basic ways. Write it on the board in now our days, etc. Nikah of so and so will be made. And Marhum Maulana Muhammad Mias Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Ibrahim Mias, father of Mias Farm, most of his children's nikah were made in the Kirk Street Masjid after Juma Namaz. And then he would stand up himself and he says, today people in Gujarati used to say, sit down for a little while, my daughter's nikah is going to be made, my son's nikah is going to be made, etc. So this a'lan we don't make. When we are told to make a'lan of the nikah, so that the people know of the nikah, but we invite to the wedding, we invite to the nikah. And the hadith clearly says, it doesn't come, we must invite people. So much so that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which buzurg is greater, but he was never invited for a nikah also. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahaba didn't invite him. We find those instances. One sahabi had some color on his clothes. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what is this? He said, I made nikah. They did not even inform Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nikah was a by-the-way thing. Today we made it a big, in our circle, I'm not talking of the other people. Today we made it a big issue. Nikah was a by, a sahabi goes to propose for another sahabi. And those people say, no, we are not prepared with him to give our daughter. But if you want to with you, we are prepared. He makes nikah there and then. And there's no big show or big thing. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, to make nikah, that is, of his children, and to make two rakats of sunnat namaz. To make nikah is also sunnat, and to make two rakats sunnat namaz is also sunnat. So he said, how much precaution, ihtimam I make, preparation for two rakats sunnat namaz, so much preparation I make for a nikah. For two rakats sunnat namaz, your clothes must be packed, time, you have to see the time is right, it's not makruh time, etc. The place you are making namaz must be park. There are a few things that you have to preparation. He said the same preparation I make for a nikah. It's also a sunnah. It's a by the way thing. It's a, when you are making, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say, you make two rakats of sunnat namaz. You don't print invitation cards. You don't put up a big tent that I'm going to make two rakats sunnat namaz. I'm inviting all people. So nikah is also just a sunnat like that. So that also should be just done like that. Not this whole big today what we got in our mind. Big, and this again I will remind, I'm talking of our circles. For us that we should understand and get the reality of these things. So nikah should be also a by the way thing. In one jihad expedition, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning with the sahaba, one sahaba was walking very fast in front, going ahead. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is this? He's going ahead. They say he made nikah. That's why he's eager to get back. So he said, oh, acha, no, quite in order. It's understandable. But he didn't inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our nikahs also, don't wait for ijtima to come, jor to come. Hazrat must come, Buzurg must come. Call Buzurg for the nikah. No, in Medina Sharif, which greater Buzurg than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But for the nikah, nikah has to be made. You make it and finish. End of the story. So that is very, very important also. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Acha, before that one point, see, what is more important? Give it little thought. Nikah or walima? What is more important? What do you say? What will we say? Nikah. Nikah is more important. Walima comes after, in sequence also, and in level, stages also. Nikah, walima is afterwards. So for nikah, it comes in the Hadith Sharif very clearly. When a match is found of a woman, don't delay in making the nikah. When the janazah of somebody is ready, don't delay in the burial. So the nikah, the match has been found, so don't delay. Make the nikah. So that means that don't wait. You make it in Juma, very good, but don't even wait. Once the match has been found, make the nikah immediately. And this doesn't refer to when the second time your first wife passed away. Now second nikah, and I say, now I'm 70 years old. What am I going to make a big issue about it? Now your first nikah, just make it by the way. Or what we say, my first daughter. Then all the others, my last daughter. I did this for the first daughter. My first daughter, I must make her happy. Then the last daughter, I must do this. No, nikah, we must understand these realities. That it is just a by the way thing. So when the nikah is ready, it's found, the match has been found, so don't delay. Don't wait till ijtima. Don't wait till that month. If there is something really necessary, then it's a different thing. But then also you can make nikah. This is common in UP. When I returned, alhamdulillah, I came back and almost in less than a month's time, my nikah was made. My father, marhum, just had passed away also. And I did almost everything myself. All the discussion and etc. And then we had the nikah made, finished. We didn't wait for any later period or anything. The nikah was made. So on one occasion, there was an ijtima in Saharanpur. So at the ijtima, after Juma, or before Juma, but Juma time, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali told Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, yeah, these two young boys, Maulana Yusuf Kandelwi Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, they were still young boys, and you have got two daughters, it's a perfect match, why don't you make the nikah? He just gave it a hardly thought. He said, yes, it's right. And they made the nikah there and then without asking the girls also. And the rule of Shariat is a baligha, grown up girl. If the father, he's got the right, he's got the wikalat, he can make the nikah without her permission. But when she comes to know if she's not happy, she's got the right to say, I'm not happy, I don't accept this nikah. She has got the right, Shariat has given her that right. So Hazrat Shaykh made the nikah, finished, no big deal. He went home, he told his wife, the mother, that the nikah has been made, rukhsati. She said, you should have informed me, then at least I should prepare some clothes for them. So he said, oh, they're walking around naked. They didn't have clothes. Not even that. Today we are through so time for this, time for that. So we should try and bring this realities into us. Not just carrying on at that old pace of ours. And we don't bring the reality of these things. At least, inshallah, we can understand. And we should bring this into our lives. When it comes into our, when our occasions of such things come, do it in this way, simple. You don't have to inform Lord. You make your, you find out, today it's very important, the girl, the boy, etc. Not only the family, but what their own thoughts are. In fact, what will be very good is to ask them, what are you looking for in life? Ask the girl, or the husband, what are you looking for? Some want a modern boy, some want this kind of boy. Now, outwardly, people are pious. Just now, lately, somebody said, for example, Mayfair Masjid. Some 3-4 girls went in the girls' side, a woman's side of the masjid. And they were dressed very, very badly. They had bags, they opened it up, they put their cloaks on. And they came out with their cloaks. Now somebody said, oh, she's in parda. Must be a very good girl. But in the meantime, and today a very, very frightening thing which few people have reported. For example, you propose for a girl, for a boy, then they go on to Twitter, check the name. And what funny things you see there, unbelievable pictures of that person. Outwardly, very pious and everything. But what you find there, what are they tweeting and what are they saying? Unbelievable. Eh? So we have to find out at least. Ask the boy, what kind of a girl are you looking for? And be sincere. Don't spoil the life of, you say you want a pious girl, alima, etc. But you have in mind something else. Don't spoil her life. And the boy, girl mustn't spoil the boy's life. What kind of, if you want a modern boy, you don't want somebody with beard and kurta, look for somebody like that. And if you are sincere, you want somebody who is deeni inclined, then look for somebody like that. Don't get married on a pretext and afterwards all the problems come out. So that reasonable finding, once the finding you are satisfied, then don't delay in making the nikah. And this again is not that if your second nikah or third nikah, the first nikah should be made in this way. And then rukhsati was made of the girls of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, and they went. And see the barakat, what work Allah took from Maulana Muhammad Ilyas sahab, Maulana Muhammad Yusuf sahab, Maulana Inamul Hassan sahab, what barakat and what support the wives were for their husbands. And Maulana Manzoor Nu'mani sahab Rahmatullah Ali, once he inquired through his human folk from the wife of Maulana Yusuf, that Maulana Yusuf is hardly at home. Is she happy? Or must I speak to him? He should give time to his wife. He was shocked with the answer. She said that even if he goes more, I got no objection. So this is that barakat that Allah Ta'ala puts, where the wife becomes such a support for the husband. These all just a little bit mixed up. But the same thing with janazah namaz also. To delay the, which comes in the hadith, where the janazah is ready, then don't delay in the burial. And mashallah, that is by Allah's fazl, to some extent it is coming alive. Somebody passes away after Isha, by 11 o'clock they bury the person. There's very wealthy family in Oshlanga in Durban. The father passed away after Isha sometime, 9 o'clock or so. And he had made wasiyat, you must bury me as soon as possible. 1 o'clock at night was the janazah. And they didn't see such a big janazah in Durban. And he was a big businessman, he wasn't an alim or anything, but mashallah, very pious man. So like this, the janazah also. Now we say that somebody is coming to come from Durban. Somebody is coming from Port Elizabeth, so we'll keep janazah tomorrow 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock. That is not correct. Try and do it as soon as possible. And again, when it is done as soon as possible, so many people won't be able to come. So we see Sharia did not keep the... If that was the necessity, Sharia should say, keep in mind the people who are coming from far. No, the Sharia didn't say that. Sharia said, do it as soon as possible. So people, that means people from very far cannot come. Also that point about Okay, inshallah, I'll remember it again. So, janazah namaz also, as soon as they ready everything, bury the person. Whether the husband came or not, whether the father came or not, Sharia didn't for that. And then again we find many places, hey, especially ulama who are teaching in madrasas, wa in darul ulums, for janazah we have to be there, very important thing. But your duty, yeah, that you are not fulfilling your duty. And that is farz-e kifaya. And your duty in the madrasa is farz-e ayn on you to give your time. When I was making imamat in Germiston, my ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in winter months, asr namaz is during madrasa time, 4 o'clock. Asr used to be 4:15. And madrasa comes out at 5 o'clock. And the masjid was, madrasa from the masjid was perhaps a 3-4 minute walk. So for imamat, he said, that's your duty. Your teaching is also your duty. Your imamat is also. He was a murid of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He knew all this. So he says, you must come, make your 4 rakats. If you got wuzu, try and keep your wuzu. And you come exactly on time. Make your 4 rakats. Don't sit for dua also. When you make salam, get up and go and teach again. That's your duty there. Till salam is your duty, yeah. Dua and tasbih, that's not your duty part of imamat. The musallis, whoever are there, they must read their tasbih, they must make their dua. So this fine tuning, fine understanding is very, very important. And again, I'll remind ourselves, this is for our circles. I'm not talking of the other circles. Those who have some shu'ur, some understanding of deen, this is. So for janazah namaz, many of us, oh, very big ibadah. It is, no doubt it is. And lot of sawab has been mentioned. But you're giving up your farz-e ayn in order to go and do a farz-e kifaya. Where are the priorities? The priorities have to come in order. And then again, many people have got this with that jazba in them. They will literally travel hundreds of kilometers to go and attend the janazah. They, wherever they hear janazah, they're gone. They're ready. They're flying towards the janazah. Everywhere. In the process, they farz namazes. Whether, first of all, farz namaz with jamaat is important. It's wajib to make it with jamaat. Maulana Asadullah Sahib of Saharanpur, he was so particular, Allah give us all tawfiq, he was so particular of his jamaat namaz that very seldom he travelled anywhere. Dioban maybe about 20 kilometers or so from Saharanpur, not very far, half an hour or so. But when he had to go for some necessity, which may be in years, he will find all the bus times out, all the train times. Then see that which time no namaz will come in between. So I don't have to miss my jamaat namaz. So particular. So we are very particular of going for janazah namaz. But then yeah, our wajib, what jamaat. And many people make their namazes qaza also. We have to rush. One way they are rushing. And again for farz namaz, if jamaat has started, the law of Sharia is don't rush and come. Don't run. You might fall, you might hurt yourself, etc. Walk fast also, but don't be rushing like that. For janazah, how many times a person has died, people going to the janazah, another accidents take place. Commonly this happens also. And then again, at the janazah, the time was fixed, and then they are announcing, somebody is still coming from this place, somebody is coming from there. Now all there are 200, 300, 500 people. They have all their times, they want 1 minute, they want half hours. How much of time, of people's time? And this is not the mizaj of Sharia at all. We should be, the time that we have given, make the namaz on time. Waiting for this person, one place we were, out of the country, and people were coming from South Africa. Now they announced that one car got a puncture. Now we must wait still. After waiting for about 3/4 hour, they somewhat became sarcastic, which was not good also. It was very rude at such a somber time, mayor time. So he said, please, just one announcement. I asked, what's it, brother? He said, one car has left Joburg. We must just wait for them. Making a joke at that time like that. But this is the reality. We shouldn't do that. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali, Allahu Akbar. We're living with buzurgs, and that's sawane hayat. Read the life stories of our buzurgs. There we'll get the mizaj of deen. The understanding and the fine tuning of deen we will get. When his father passed away, then janazah was made. Then he wrote, that time it was common postcards. Then was letters that were written. Now it's email, SMS, all that. But that time were postcards. To all his father's acquaintances in the whole of India, he wrote that I know you people will be coming to make taziyat, which is sunnat also. But he said, please, the object of taziyat is to console a person. He said, I'm perfectly consoled. I've accepted it wholeheartedly, the decree of Allah. So you're coming, you're not going to console me anymore. I'm quite consoled. And the other object which we become unmindful of is Isa Dua'i Maghfirat and Isa Le Sawab. So he says, for that, you'll be coming from Bombay, 2 day journey to Saharanpur. You'll stay here 2 days. 2 days journey back again, minimum 6 days it will take. The cost that will be involved. So he says, what you do that 6 days times 24, whatever the amount comes out, that amount of time, not at one level, over a year, over 2 years, over 3 years, spread out that time and make tilawat of Quran, make zikr, make dua, and pass that to myself, pay my father, that will be much more beneficial to him. How much it will cost you to come from Bombay to Saharanpur? How much money? Not at one go, but spread it out over 1 year, 2 years, give sadqa, and pass that sawab to my father. This will be much more beneficial. And then write me one postcard that we have completed this, because people don't do that. What is the important thing we don't do? What is unimportant to show face, we also came. We were also present. That people die for that. But to do the real, we hear about a janaza, let's go. But who reads even 3 times Qulhu Allah? If a person doesn't go and he reads 3 times Qulhu Allah, 1 Quran Sharif he has passed, sawab he has passed. Make dua for that marhum. With that we don't do. Our priorities we haven't got in order. So this is very, very important that we get these priorities in order in these deeni matters. So when we all have admitted, and inshallah I think that is correct, nikah is more important, then so much importance to walima. When for nikah, you must only make an elan. Don't invite for the nikah. For walima, just make a walima. Walima also is no big deal. We find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one safar, nikah was made. And he told all the sahaba who were together, bring your own food. And we'll sit together and we'll eat it. That will be our walima. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent milk to a few people. This is the walima of my nikah that I have made. When I got married, then we went for umrah after, for hajj. And we were in Makkah Sharif with Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib and quite a few students. We were all students, graduate, new graduates, young graduates. So Mufti Suleiman Qasim Marhum of Lands, he complained to Hazrat Mufti Sahib that Abdul Hamid, he got married and he didn't give us walima also. So Hazrat told him, eat this food with the niyat of walima. Finish, walima is done. The same food, yeah, just eat it. You don't have to call 200 people. You don't have to hire a hall. Today, all these things, good, pious people, this is enough. Walima, you must open your heart and do. No, walima is a one little feast. And make sure that you have some pious people there, some poor people in the walima. And just a small, just in your front room, you can manage 10 people, call 10 people. And absolutely not necessary to call 100 people and to call 200 people and separate arrangement for women. And today we are happy, our walima according to Sharia. Woman one side, man one side. No music. Where is it according to Sharia? There is nothing like this, the big show and big deal. When nikah is only, make elan of it, don't invite. Then when walima is of a lower level, then how can we be doing all this? But this we can't understand. But at least if we have some understanding of deen, bring it into us. And at least make tawbah istighfar, if still we are still going to make this big nikahs, etc. And mashallah, many people are doing this. Maulana Abdullah Dabelia, the Ahmed Barakatum was in the madrasa when his brother Maulana Rashid Dabelia was getting married. So the bride's people, wife's people, they wanted to have it in a hall. So his mother said, I won't go to a hall. So they say, no, you'll have to come. How can the mother come? She says, she's not getting married to me. My son will go and get married. They say, if you don't come, we won't have the hall. Say, then don't have the hall. So if we are firm like this, and there are many women, Maulana Suleiman of Gaborone, Muhammad Suleiman of Gaborone, when his nikah was taking place in Barbiton, and going to the nikah, his father passed away in a motor car accident. But mashallah, his mother, wife of Maulana Suleiman Anandwi, rahmatullah alayhi, very, very pious woman, who afterwards I came to know perhaps was the only woman in South Africa in those days who used to wear parda. And she made her husband Hafiz. Very, very pious woman. And she said that nikah is going to carry on. The mayyat has been taken place. But how many people we cancel the nikah because of a mayyat? That is one ibadat, this is one ibadat. This is also an ibadat. It must get, but we look at it as a ceremonious affair, and all joy and happiness and all that, and with our qawwali and our music, then of course how can nikah and mayyat be together? But when we realize this is also an ibadat, that is also an ibadat. After faraz you make sunnats, there's no problem. You don't say, now because I made faraz, now I'm going to manage sunnats. No, you make both the other ibadats. You make tilawat also, you make zikr also. So that ibadat also carries on. In my wasiyat nama, I've written that ulama, especially who are a little distance away, they shouldn't even come for the janazah. They must carry on doing the imamah, that is more important. Carry on teaching, that is more, and that sawab, pass it to me. That will be much more appreciated, much more better. And the people who are near, easily, who can come, they must come. But people from far, giving up, missing their imamah, missing their teaching jobs, etc., all that students leaving them, that, oh, no, Maulana passed away, we have to go. No, not at all. Carry on with your duties. And those who are nearby, without any difficulty, they can come. By all means, they should come. But other people from far should carry on with their own ibadat, etc., their own duties. Also, for nikah, many times we say, we'll have the nikah in a ijtima. Or certain jor, or when Hazrat comes, when certain buzurg will come. That is not correct also. Once the match has been found, everything is settled, make the nikah. Don't wait now for ijtima and for Hazrat to come and all that. It is not correct also. The hadith says, and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba didn't wait for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For janazah, they didn't inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have takleef. For example, the lady who used to clean the masjid in Nabawi, she passed away at night. At night, they buried her finished. In the morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, where is she? I don't see her. They say, she passed away at night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say at all, why didn't you inform me? I should perform the janazah namaz. Many, and this not one case, many times when a sahabi had passed away, it was the time, they didn't see to that they was put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in discomfort. They would make their janazah, bury the person, finish. So mayyat also like that, janazah also like that, walima also like that. These are by the, today we haven't given importance to the main things of life. Then automatically the unimportant things take precedence and they become important. And today we regard it as a big ibadat, that we doing things according to sunnah. But we should understand these points, inshallah. Also with regard to this, a little different. Yeah, in our madrasa we had the occasion, and it happens commonly, one ustad is teaching in a madrasa. Now somebody of the family, the father, one brother, is coming at the airport. Who will go and fetch him at the airport? The person who, the brother who is in the shop, now he's working. The person who's working for somebody, he's working. Maulana is free. That is no work. So let Maulana go. He can take off. My father is coming, so I have to go. Principal also have to keep quiet. Your father is coming, you have to go. But the other people are busy. But this is now like not busy. So many ulama, we take it like that. That we go to for janazah, that teaching here is not important. Janaza is important. Whereas this is khianat in that amanat. The salary for that time, whether that salary is jais or not, is another thing that we just took off and we went away. And how many times for janaza, no asking permission also? Because this, you have to go. It's a first thing. And of course, honeymooning and all the other things are right out of the question. We're not speaking about that. And then again, at mayyat time, for the woman to go to the janaza house, mayyat house, which is also common, we have to go. And then so much of be-pardagi takes place. And also, there we use the electricity, or perhaps the water also, food. And they haven't made hisab of the mayyat. And it is his that is still being used. This is, the minute his eyes closed, one buzurg, he visited his buzurg friend. And he was on his dying bed, and there was a lamp, a little a lamp that was burning. As soon as he died, he put it off immediately. And he called for a lamp from his house. He said, while he was living, we were allowed to use it with his permission. As soon as he has died, whether the estate was divided or not, but now it has become the inheritance of the other people. Without the grown-up people's permission. And small children, if they are inheritors, their permission doesn't count also. It's not allowed to use it. We're using the water there, we're using the electricity. And food, alhamdulillah, I think generally, other people cook and bring. That is all right. But if the house people are cooking from his, what he had left, it's not jais to have that. So we should be careful in these matters also. And then we know that the woman, how many complain that this man, they're just standing there and we have to walk past the man. Why go there? When you know the men are going to be like that. And the way they line up the man where the woman have to walk through. And the poor woman, they feel, those who have got sharam, haya, they feel very awkward to walk, but then why go there also? Mufti Mahmood Hassan Saab, our Ustad, rahmatullahi, then his father, when he was invited to a nikah, he would readily accept. And he would go there to perform. But the minute he found that things are against Sharia, music carrying on, or there isn't parda properly, he would inform them, correct this. If they would correct it, well and good, he would stay and he would make the nikah. But if they wouldn't correct it, he would walk away immediately without performing the nikah. He was not worried. And because of that, lot of islah took place. So the ulama also, in this funny type of weddings, ulama go and make the nikah in that hallway. What then, what is happening? If the ulama keep away, then the people will get a lesson. They will take a lesson and islah will take place. So these are very important things also, which we must try and correct. We can't expect it from other people, but at least in our circles, we shouldn't fall into all these things. And we should get our priorities in order in these matters and bring the reality of deen, not the name of deen. And just the outward picture of deen, but the reality of deen, this is required. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.